From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The U.S. spends billions of dollars each year subsidizing American farmers. But did you know the federal government also subsidizes farmers in another country? The U.S. sends cotton producers in Brazil $150 million a year. Hannah Jaffe Waltz of our Planet Money team reports on the fight that led to this strange deal and explains why those payments to Brazil just stopped.
The whole thing started with an energetic Brazilian with a bushy black mustache named Pedro Camargo. In 2002, Pedro had a job with the Ministry of Agriculture. And like any project you or I take on at work one day, Pedro did not know this was the one that would end up sticking to him and haunting him, defining his career. Back then, it was just something that annoyed him. The United States, depending on the year, pays $500 million to $4 billion to American cotton farmers. Brazil, Pedro notes, also has cotton farmers, and they like to make money too.
We want to compete farmer against farmer, and not Brazilian farmer and the American farmer with the help of the United States government. That's not only it's not fair, it's not following the rules.
The World Trade Organization rules, a set of agreements that govern global trade. Back in 2002, Pedro went to the WTO with his complaint, argued the U.S. was illegally subsidizing cotton, and Pedro won. But the U.S. appealed the decision. The U.S. lost. Appealed again. Lost again.
We would win. Appeal. Win. Appeal. And it took. And the United States would ignore. Completely ignore.
Brazil threatened to retaliate with trade sanctions if the U.S. didn't stop subsidizing cotton. And finally, in 2010, U.S. representatives made Brazil an unusual offer. They said, look, it's up to Congress to get rid of subsidies, and at the moment, that's not going to happen. Maybe in the next farm bill. How about until then, until the next farm bill passes, we pay you guys, give you some money?
And I said, well, I don't want a tip. I said, no tips. I want a solution.
But then the Americans offered a number, $147 million a year. And this changed things for Pedro.
$150 million, not a tip. Maybe it's a bribe, huh? But it's not a tip. It's a lot of money, huh? For Brazilian farmers, it's a lot of money, huh?
Pedro wanted the cotton subsidies gone. But back in 2010, he was sounding pretty upbeat.
Oh, we didn't win, but we got compensated to wait because we still expect to win. I think maybe we'll win. And we're waiting with $150 million in the pocket. It helps.
Okay, just to review up to this point, the U.S. was found to be illegally subsidizing U.S. cotton farmers. The U.S. is still subsidizing American cotton farmers. In addition, for more than 3 years, the U.S. has also been subsidizing Brazilian cotton farmers. Every month, at the end of the month, the U.S. sends money to a man named Geraldo Cunha, president of the now three-year-old Brazilian Cotton Institute.
Yes, every month it was normal. The amount transferred was $12,275,000.
But then, last October,
nobody called. We just looked at the bank account and we realized that no payment was done.
Zero.
Since October, zero, yes. October, November, December, we are already 3 months with no transfers.
Well, that's not quite accurate.
That is U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, the man who, for the last 3 years, has overseen the transfer of nearly $500 million to the Brazilian Cotton Institute. And Vilsack says he did warn the Brazilians last summer that come fall, he would no longer have funds to send every month.
Basically what happened was it was previously included in presidents' budgets for a couple of years. It wasn't included in this president's budget because Congress had indicated a desire and belief that they were going to get a farm bill passed.
But Congress did not get a farm bill passed in October or November or December. And unfortunately for the Brazilians, people in the United States who want the farm bill to pass find it helpful to have a bunch of angry Brazilians threatening trade retaliation unless Congress gets the farm bill passed. For Pedro Camargo, this is no longer his battle, but he can't stop checking the news on his computer.
Why are we still talking about cotton? It's a long time, 11 years, huh? I have 5 grandchildren. I don't want to talk about cotton anymore. It's just too much time.
Eventually, a farm bill will pass. The Brazilians were paid to wait for this farm bill with the promise that it would finally deal with their complaint, end U.S. cotton subsidies. But actually, a lot of Brazilian trade representatives who have looked at current versions of the bill say the subsidies are still in there, just disguised under a different name. If they still feel that way when the bill passes, they're going to take the whole thing back to the WTO, start the entire process all over again. Chana Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.